You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
All right. We ready?
We're ready.
We're back.
We're back.
If this gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Hey, all right. Jonah Radio is back. Hey. We are taking over the airwaves once again.
Oh.
No more of Cash's fake radio persona.
Oh.
No more of Neil. You're fired, Neil.
Thank God. Reclaim Sunday.
So this is
Would you say you're going to take back Sunday?
Taking Back Sunday?
Yeah.
Was that the name of a band?
I think it was the name of a band. It was
the name of a band.
They took back Sunday.
I think I'm going to save Ferris.
Oh.
It's like a terrible Doug Benson-style game.
Take it back.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Jonah Ray. Dio can't make it because he did not make it out of that Mystery Science Theater tour alive.
No, that's what took him down.
And so it is us again. So you are bound to hear.
It is us again
with your ping. And here
we go.
Our guest for today. It's Cody Fisher. No, it's Cody Votolato.
Cody Fisher.
Cody Fisher, she's
available.
She was
not available. Yeah.
Cody Fisher's our old buddy. We used to put her in a lot of videos.
She now produces for Earwolf, I believe.
Yes, I believe so as well.
What's Earwolf?
Unplugging, Cash. Unplugging this thing right there.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
All right.
There we go.
And Neil's back in. Cody, thanks for coming back.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
What you been up to?
What have I been up to?
Get right to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's get right into
Cash, this. This is what I want Cash to do.
Yeah, I'm just good. Yeah. How's things?
You got a new role here.
Yeah, I do. I'm the microphone. I'm proffered. Jonah. I'm sorry.
Cody Fisher.
Oh, we nailed them all. We've been giving a talk that happened last week. Jonah was transitioning back, and he made. I don't want to say demands. He made some requests of us going forward that we need to pop a little bit more, so that we're on the show as well. It's just not navel gazing he doesn't want to introduce two slugs on the couch anymore. So this is me.
This is
not
you
being
popping.
A slug.
Is this you popping?
This is me really getting out there and saying, "How you been?
Hey, listen, I've been third banana on a big podcast before, and it's not fun." I want to give you guys free reign to do whatever you want on this thing. Equal partnerships. Sure, my name is in the title.
Should I maybe step out for
you're
a minute?
You're fine. You're part of the family. You shut your fucking mouth. Wait till we're done.
I feel like the friend at like my I'm at my friend's house and their parents are arguing.
That's the worst feeling in the world where you feel so bad for your friend, but more for yourself.
That is actually the best description of the dynamic on this podcast I've ever heard as well too.
Mom, no, can Cody have a Capri Sun? He said he wants one.
No, don't ask him right now. Don't ask him.
I'm cool. I didn't actually.
I didn't really want one. I remember one time I slept over at a friend's house and his mom made like pancakes or something like that. But it was just out of like a Bisquick batter mix or something like that. And I was like,
oh, gross.
But it was just like, no. But it was just like good. I was going to say, hey, these are really good pancakes. Because that's what I was raised to like, tell your mom that it's good. Yeah. Like. And I was like, really good pancakes. And this is the mom's response was just, well, it's just a box mix. I don't know why you think it's so good.
Oh.
Oh.
She was having a bad morning.
I think so.
Or maybe she, she normally does, she grinds her own oats and stuff like that. And it was just like, this
doubtful.
Kid does not appreciate what I do the rest of the week.
That's true. Cody, you were just on tour managing At the Drive-In?
Yeah, ATDI. Tour managing At the Drive-In, ATDI. Yeah, we went to South America for a few weeks.
Ooh. How was that? What's the, what did you get? You got a deal in lire there?
A what?
Lire, when you're collecting money at the end of the night? Lire, is that the money they use down
in South America?
Lira?
That's Lira? Greece, well, there's a lot of different countries in South America, so it's not one currency.
Well, Brazil is most of that continent. Let's be honest.
Yeah, but we didn't only go there.
Okay.
And it's dollars in Brazil.
Is dollars in Brazil?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Australia has dollars as well.
Australia has Australian dollars.
I think it's pesos in Argentina. And I think it was...
What's it in Canada? Canada's also dollars.
Well, they got the loonie.
And the toonie.
Yeah, but those are denominations.
Yeah, that's like saying quarter or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. No, it's a $1 coin and a $2
yeah.
coin.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said quarter.
Canadian yeah, facts it's like on Jonah
saying,
Radio.
It's like saying quarters. It's not really a quarter. It's just it's a slang term. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. I was so hoping you're gonna hit kneeled it again, because like you're like searching for something to push. And well, no, you just went. Cody, and you just released a new single too under Junior Slayer.
Yeah, I.
Jarrah Slayer.
I made a record in the last few months. I wrote and recorded it all like kind of in real time.
Oh shit.
So I made a record and it's called You Found Me, and I'm going to release it February 1st of next year. And I just released a single like a week or two ago.
Oh, cool. And we'll play that in later on the show.
We
can grab it.
I made the record in my bedroom.
That's great.
Yeah.
Bedroom Beethoven.
Yeah. Like you're like MGMT, but one guy.
I'm like, yeah. And,
or like the
and
postal not, service without the postal service.
Yeah. Without the mail. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have mail.
Yeah, you have where you left it.
Oh, you pit it out, man.
Yeah, well, this shirt is not going to survive the end of the year, but it's my favorite.
I'll get you another one, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
It's a nice shirt.
Thank you.
You look like the kid in Maximum Overdrive.
Oh, yeah.
The baseball kid.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a compliment.
Yeah, he was
that's
cool.
He was the coolest one.
I was definitely into him.
Yeah.
Not like into him, but I was like his age, so I thought he was cool.
Is that the Stephen King movie?
Yeah, that was the one he directed. That's like basically, there's a promo for that movie that essentially is what they based Garth Marenghi's Dark Place off of.
Oh, really?
Where it's him like just kind of gacked out going, I'm the guy that makes the scary things and finally I have the control.
I was just talking about that with my girlfriend the other day about like how Stephen King probably has the best relationship with Hollywood projects now, but like because somebody took one of his books, made a movie out of it that he hated, and then everybody's like, oh, that's the best movie that's the best horror movie ever. And then he went and made Maximum Overdrive, and he like learned from that. And now it's just like, yeah, you want to make a movie out of it? Go ahead. I'm not going to be involved.
Yeah.
It's really cheap, but if it makes money, you give it back
to me. Based on residuals, and I'm fine.
Yeah, and I'm just going to sit back, and I'm going to write books. And
Maximum Overdrive has some great shit in it. They're like just
the opening sequence
on the bridge is incredible.
Yeah.
And fucking violent and all like the kind of the like the visual ATM, jokes with the watermelon.
Yeah, like the ATM calling you an asshole.
Yeah. Exactly. Calling Stephen King an asshole. That's his cameo in it. Yeah. Cash, what do we got first up on the docket of tunes?
So I went through the old email box. You guys are sending stuff in. We got some more Christmas music. But like I said, I think we're going to blow that out maybe in a week or two.
Sure.
So I found one. Somebody sent in from July 14th this year. It's a band called Project True, a 10-piece funk band with a full horn section, heavy guitars, Latin percussion, slap, bass, male and female vocals, also rap vocals. It's all original music. They're from Anaheim, and the guy who sent it in is Robert Trujillo.
I don't know.
I'd probably not the same based on what I listen to.
I'm always weary of any band that says we do all originals. I was like, yeah, you should.
Yeah.
If you're telling me about your band, otherwise I hope it's not a cover band.
Otherwise, you're a cover band.
Yeah, exactly.
This is Swim, Swim, Swim from the album entitled Get Out and Push.
All my friends went is coming. The shark is coming. Swim, swim, swim. It's right behind you. It's right behind you. Don't stop swimming. Swim, swim, swim. Get back on the boat. Get back on the boat. Get back on the boat. It's a great white shark. Get back on the boat. Get back on the boat. Get back on the boat. It's a great white shark.
We need a bigger boat.
All right. What was that again, Cash? That
was Swim, Swim, Swim by a band that is currently in Behind My Password. But that was Project True, TRU, with off their album Get Out and Push.
Trujillo, Project True.
True. Oh.
It's old Connect the Dots Mahoney back.
Yeah.
Featuring.
The detective's on the case.
My friends used to call me shitty detective in high school. Because I'd catch someone in a lie, and I was like, oh, you said this, no, like, what are you, some sort of shitty detective?
Yeah.
Scoop, the homeless detective,
yeah.
On the case of the missing half a sandwich.
I'm a shitty detective. I can find out whose fucking feces this is.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's time for some plot music twist. News.
Hey! Not all.
Oh, wait, we had a song for music news, didn't we?
Who Let the Dogs Out? Okay.
It's time for music news.
I don't have who don't.
Whatever, play something. There you go.
Yeah, that's
not
bad.
That's what you've been
very
playing.
Low.
It's not mixed low. It's just the speaker. Just push a button,
his
dude.
Is so loud.
It's pretty
push
nice.
A button. I'm maxed out.
No. All right. It's time for some music news, everybody. Let's see what we got here on oldspin.com. I got Doves. The Doves are teasing something new.
Brought to you by spin.com.
Spin.com. Doves. Wow. I remember them. They kind of came out around like 2000.
Mid-2000s.
Yeah, mid-2000s.
Early to mid.
I'm not familiar with the Doves.
Likely they were a band longer, but that's
yeah,
just when
probably.
I remember hearing
I think them. I remember stocking them at the record store.
Yeah. I used to stock them a bunch. Grimes responds to Poppy's bullying claims. You dragged me into a disgusting situation. I don't know what any of these words mean.
Who's Poppy?
I don't know.
Oh, Poppy is the fake Japanese.
I
don't
like the
sounds
of that already.
Yeah, that shit's weird.
It's like a completely. She is a pop star, but is completely, I want to say, like programmed by this guy. Like it's like a weird,
it's like this weird ethereal music playing, and it's all like dreamy looking, and she's like, "Hi, Yeah. I like to look at things.
Oh, weird.
I am not alone.
Like, if somebody built like a robot
YouTube?
Of...
It's turned it into this crazy, like, sensation.
So it's a YouTube thing.
Yeah, I think so, but it's also, like...
expanded since then.
Oh, boy.
Eastern thing, like Korean or Japanese.
And E-Eastern? Is that, like, electronic Eastern?
Yeah.
C-Eagle.
You pull on the top, and it lights up, and you exhale smoke.
All right. An Ohio radio station stopped playing Baby It's Cold Outside, the Christmas classic, due to its predatory lyrics.
Oh, wow. That is a pretty predatory song.
It's a really predatory song. A lot
people
of people
made
sketches.
About it for years.
Yeah.
Is a counter argument, a popular counter argument that's coming that's basically like, no, if you really listen to the song in context, it's about a lady who wants to get down, but is sort of like, we need to cover it. Like, we need to come up with an excuse.
But she says, say, what's in this drink?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And I simply must go, the answer is no. It is not a good song.
Nope.
There's a great Key and Peele sketch that they did where they basically wrote the same song.
That's right,
with different
words.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan's in drag. And Key's
not in drag?
All over him.
No.
Slasher.
Fuji's Pross implicated in multi-million-dollar Malaysian financial conspiracy.
Ooh, what I'm the interested fuck? In this. This sounds good.
Fuji's founding member, Pross, born Procarel Samuel, has been accused of laundering tens of millions of dollars into the United States in connection with Malaysian financier Zhou Lo. As the New York Times reports, Michael was implicated by way of a guilty plea from former Justice Department official George Higginbotham, who admitted to being involved.
I know the Higginbothams.
The
Rhode Island Higginbothams.
The Rhode Island Higginbothams.
The singing Higginbothams?
No, Rhode Island.
Oh.
Yeah.
Carrie.
The Magnificent Marvelous Higginbothams, who admitted to being involved in an elaborate multi-year scheme with the investment organization One Malaysia Development Berhad, 1MDB. I'll turn it up for you, buddy.
For how many years did this go on?
Years. It just said years. Court documents made public Friday revealed Michael's involvement with Higginbotham, who was charged with one felony count of conspiracy for making false statements to a bank.
It is like you have to admire rappers who move up from blue collar.
It's all about
white,
that hustle.
White collar. Like it is admirable. Like, used to be slinging rocks on the street, as they would say, and now they're no. Okay,
this is that popping you were talking about earlier.
Yeah,
really coming out of your shell.
Yep. No,
Kid Rock. But is this? Am I putting you? I don't.
No. Yeah. I'm okay.
Listen, Neil's not a bad guy.
Wait, what? What are you?
You don't.
You
remember
literally
that
said
week?
That last week.
I'm not a bad guy.
God damn it.
I have a
short-term memory loss.
That and then a super blind spot for anything that happens in this room.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately forget it.
That's true.
That
you drink
guy,
it away.
Ether John or whatever, is like talking about something on Twitter. I'm like, I have no idea what this fucking guy's talking about.
Yeah. Which reminds me, next segment, we have an email to read. Remember we gave him homework a couple of weeks ago?
Let's not billboard all the segments.
All right.
Kid Rock booted from Christmas parade after calling Joy Behar a bitch on live TV.
Sweet.
Was he on her
sources
show?
Say we no, expected on- better of Kid Rock.
He was on a Fox News show, and then the Fox News show guy, I forget who it was like, yeah, that's not appropriate. We're sorry about that. He shouldn't have said that.
Wow.
Because he was like, I love everybody except Joy Behar. Fuck that bitch or something.
Oh, wow. At this point, I think the real Kid Rock we need is the DJ from that musical guest last week.
Yeah.
Kid Rock, R.O.C., Tiny Charles S. Dutton.
Cody, did you ever know Mac Miller?
No, like personally?
Yeah.
No, actually, I never met him.
Yeah, seems like a scene you would roll in.
Yeah, like I have a lot of friends who I knew that were tight with him, but I never met him.
Yeah.
Do you think he and George H.W. Bush are hanging out now?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Too soon.
It comes out on Wednesday.
This is a winner of one of the worst headlines of 2018. That's saying a lot. Ted Cruz denies drinking all of Nine Inch Nails' beer.
That's like they have a beer label? Like they make their own?
Perpetually moist Texas Senator Ted Cruz has tweeted a rebuttal to Nine Inch Nails frontman Trent Reznor's claims that the failed presidential candidate asked for a guest list spot for a recent show and once drank all the band's beer backstage. It's been reached out to Cruz for comment, but the senator apparently decided to take his message straight to Twitter, saying, "To all the gullible reporters who are reporting that I asked to be on the guest list at Nine Inch Nails concert, no, NIN is not my music taste." He was clearly joking, Cruz tweeted. "And for the record, I also didn't drink all his beer the last time. But I would have. Hashtag fake news."
Ooh, but he got everyone there.
Was he saying that the last part was fake news?
None of it seems it to, like, he doesn't, like, confirm nor deny much of anything at all.
I like the idea that, like, the right wing now has just turned into, like, the beer.
Yeah.
Beer pong part.
I like beer.
I like beer.
I like whoever the scammer is who's like, "All right, Trent Reznor's coming to town. I'm going to use Ted Cruz's name to get in."
Oh.
Like, sounds who like, thought that was going to work?
This sounds like something Trent Reznor probably made up.
Yeah.
To be funny.
Yeah, it was just like some bad joke or something like that. DJ Khaled.
Khalid.
DJ Kaled.
Oh.
Forced to pay $152,725 for role in cryptocurrency scheme.
Oh, wow. What?
That's right up there with Praz.
Yeah, him and Praz. That's crazy.
You think that's one of those, like, I just have so much money, I'm just going to get involved in some scheme because it won't really matter.
Yeah. I mean, you're just trying to hide your money at that point. You're just trying to make it so you can keep it.
Yeah.
So it's like, you either do shit like that or you become a Republican.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Like, I watched Killer Mike was, like, live on Instagram one night this week, and I was like, oh, I'll watch and see what he's doing. And he's, like, in the studio with, like, Big Boy and, like, a bunch of other Atlanta dudes. Big Boy's getting alerts on his phone. It's like, Apple's up $6. He's so psyched about the stock market. And then Killer Mike was like, yeah, I don't do that shit.
Oh, boy. Dead & Company announced 2019 summer tour.
Going
like we might have another
back.
Field trip on our hands.
Oh, fuck. I'll go. I know I bailed last time.
Well, yeah, yeah.
But I reserve the right to leave in the third inning. The third inning of the drum solo.
Yeah.
How about Cody? How about you? You ever been to a Dead show? Anything like that? No.
No.
All right, you're invited.
Yeah. It's all about exposing people.
to hepatitis.
You're talking about Grateful Dead.
The Grateful Dead. Yes.
Dead
I'm sorry.
Company.
But yeah,
Bob Weir and then John Mayer and then one other dude, right?
Oh, right.
I
won't be going to that.
No.
You should do what I did. You walk in and go, "Have a great time, everyone," and then walk out because tickets were like what, $7?
Yeah, they were pretty cheap.
Oh, really?
We should
Dodger
play
Stadium,
you.
So they're 75,000.
I do like
seats.
Some Grateful Dead records, though.
There are some great records. You have not heard Eric J. Edelstein's passionate defense of John Mayer that was featured on that podcast.
Oh, wow!
Do you remember that? We randomly ran into him and
yeah,
he just,
I remember that.
He was just like, he's a great guitar player. And just, it was nice.
No, no one does.
Yeah.
He's just a cheesy dude.
Yeah. The Hawaiian shirt, like.
He was mean to Kamel once too.
He was mean to Kamel once.
Like for real mean?
Yeah. It's like, well, he tried to go and do stand up and like dissed on Kamel who was like before him and. That's right. John Mayer is not as funny as Kamel. That is the first time I've really been into that.
Is that like a thing in comedy? Do you guys get like offended when another comedian makes fun of you?
No, when another comedian does it, you don't. When John Mayer thinks you do it, because it's coming from a mean place, you know?
Yeah.
It's coming from a struggle place, too, if I remember that. The story correctly was it was just like, oh, none of the shit that I thought was going to work is working, so I'm going to...
Dig in
and go for the dumb stuff.
Let me try to make fun of this dude that's coming up that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I know.
See where that gets me.
Jesus. Kanye West writer Malik Youssef.
Wait, what?
Kanye West writer Malik Youssef.
What's a Kanye West writer?
He writes.
He's a longtime collaborator.
Lyricist. Okay, so he writes lyrics.
He just announced the 808s and Heartbreak anniversary tour.
Oh.
Without Kanye.
No.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
That is some shit going like, I'm touring on your album because I wrote that much of it?
That's crazy.
That's cool.
Kanye will not participate in the 15-city tour, and it has West's blessing. The shows will feature local artists selected through an open application process covering songs from the album, which celebrated its 10th anniversary this past weekend. Youssef will serve as MC. Dates have not been announced.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy.
Launching a covers tour where you don't provide anything. You like maybe the equipment, but like you don't provide the talent at all. It's just like, hey,
called a DJ.
Yeah, I guess so.
It was a party, but I like that album.
A lot of people like that album.
I'd be interested in seeing whatever's happening there.
That's their music news for this week.
Who let the dogs out?
That's your music news for how could you still be this bad?
No.
Where'd it go?
What do you mean, where'd it go?
God gave rock and roll to you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Barbara of
Sorry. All right, Cash, what's the next song coming up?
Next song coming up is we have...
That's your music news.
Oh, we're going to do a quick multi-set from a band called Former Babies.
You're a former baby.
Everyone is a former baby.
God damn it, Neil, if that wasn't the best slam I've ever heard.
You're a former slam.
Well, God damn it, Neil, if that was the worst slam I've ever heard.
We're starting off with Anxiety off of Good Songs for People Who Like Beer.
Beer, I like beer!
By Ted Cruz.
By Former Babies. Here we go.
It's Jana Varney of the JV Club podcast, and I am so excited to be joining Maximum Fun. If you're not yet familiar with the JV Club, it's a podcast with me and some of my favorite women, and in the summer, men, as we explore the highs and lows of our terrible teenage years into our adult lessons. For example, hear about Allison Brie's humiliating moment at a gymnastics competition, experience the shame of a knocked-out tooth with Jamila Jamil, or drop in as John Hamm imagines what would happen if Bambi met Godzilla. So join me and all my once awkward, often still awkward, friends every Thursday by subscribing to the JV Club on MaximumFun.org.
Hi, this is Rachel McElroy.
Hello, this is Griffin McElroy.
And this is Wonderful.
It's a podcast that we do as we are married. And how's the ad going so far? Because I think it's going very good.
We talk about things we like every week on Wednesdays.
One time Rachel talked about pumpernickel bread. It was so tight. You cannot afford to miss her talking about this sweet brown bread.
We also talk about music and poems and, you know, weather.
There was one... Weather? One time Rachel talked about Baby Beluga, this song, for like 14 minutes. And it just really blew my hair back.
So check us out on MaximumFun.org.
It's a cool podcast with chill vibes. Amber is the color of our energy, is what all the iTunes reviews say.
They will now.
Been damn near 20, but I still feel your ghost. Must have followed me out here when I ran from the coast. While you've got my attention, let me raise a toast. Tell you what I wonder the most. What would you be thinking if you saw me today? If I could hear your voice, tell me what would it say? Probably insulting, but an anger.
Volume back up.
Turn it up. That was Scott Wells.
Sexy jam.
He wrote to us, so the MP3 I'm attached to a song called Damn Near 20. I also have other songs available at scottwells.bandcamp.com. Album shows up as Another Round, but check out the Bandcamp. He wrote April 30th, 2017.
So we'll get around to it eventually.
We will get around to it eventually. And before that was The Former Babies. That was Anxiety. It's form, babe. Oh, I get it. Off Good Songs for People Who Like Beer. That's Anxiety. I had a few more queued up, but the internet died, so
a few check more out the, songs?
A few more songs, because they're all like 130, 150. Oh,
okay.
The World Wide Web.
The World Wide Web.
I mean, that's fine. One song.
One song. Fine.
I like no good songs over 3 minutes.
What are you talking about? Every song I like is like 14 minutes.
Yeah, I know. yeah, I mean, yesterday...
Movements. That's why you don't choose the music on the show.
Apparently. I got kicked out of the fucking room when I tried to.
Oh. I saw Fiddler last night in a backyard in Silver Lake.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they were playing like, it's a... Zach invited me, and like he's like, it's this real dumb thing where it's a bunch of music supervisors throwing a party.
Oh, really?
And they asked us to play it, so we kind of have to.
Oh, yeah. That's
really cool of you to out him just now on here.
So. He said it on stage.
It's like the TV version of those jingle balls they used to do, where it's just like, if you want them to play your song on the radio, you come and play for free at all those radio station jingle balls.
Yeah. It was because it was like, so it was a real backyard setup, and there was these guys like that had like, you know, multi outlets, cords, extension cords, everything like that. And I went off to stand to the side of where they were playing. And,
you got backstage access.
It wasn't back. It was sides.
I know.
Side area. But like, I'm watching, and there's like, you know, like a couple multi outlets like near me and stuff like that. And we're watching. And then, all of a sudden the power goes out, and like a guy like comes over and like, he's like, with his flashlight looking around my area, and then he flips the, trying to figure out, then he flips like one of the power out, like one of the, you know, switchers on, and it turns back on. And then he just looks at me and he's like, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, and in my head going like, I don't remember moving or anything, like shit. Like, I can't believe my fucking foot, just a big dumb idiot. And like, I was so embarrassed. So fucking embarrassed. And then I had to move into like where the crowd was, and I was like, this, some lady's like, you're in my way. Oh. Just this big fucking baby Huey going around.
Yeah, that's a full exit.
Yeah.
That was during Fiddler?
During the first song, Fiddler. And they didn't notice it was me, but it was just this whole thing. I was like, oh, everyone could see what happened. It was me. This sucks. And then I'm just kind of like, fuck, I'm like, oh, maybe like we'll kind of move towards the back. And then they start their second song, and with no one touching it, happens again.
Oh.
And I fucking wanted to go up to the guy who's like, you get the fuck out of here. Make me feel bad.
You fucking jerry rigged fucker. Go get another extension cord, you fuck.
Yeah. And it kept it happening. It made for a really fun, interesting show, but like, yeah, it was a lot of
great
fun.
Great story for the podcast, too.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I'm happy about it. I love it thinking about you feeling so shitty.
I felt so
like
terrible.
Making your way through the crowd, yeah. only to get the redemption like, that you deserve.
I did.
Yeah.
Like your shoulders going up past your ears. Like, oh no.
That guy was so shitty, and like I was like waiting for him to be like, sorry about that. I thought it was you.
God, I'm totally a different personality. I would have been, hey man, I didn't touch that.
Yeah.
I wasn't even standing near it. So. Yeah.
But I thought it's like, but like I could see how it would seem like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Old Connect the Dots Mahoney would have said A plus B equals C.
Yeah.
Connect the Dots Mahoney works better than Shitty Detective, I have to say.
Yeah.
No? You don't think so?
No, I'm just saying that like you're
quit. Who cares?
Your wet armpit is, it's.
Do you smell anything? No.
Visual. No, but it's just unsettling to look at. It's like he's bragging.
Yep.
The way he's holding his arm.
Yep.
Like,
get off his back.
I went through puberty. Check it out.
God damn it.
Just mine hasn't stopped yet.
I went through puberty like pretty late, I feel like. I didn't like, wasn't getting hairy until like, I was really like insecure about it.
Yeah, me too. I didn't get it.
I never got
like,
hairy.
Didn't get, like,
I'm just not hairy. All.
Yeah, you get.
I mean, I have a giant beard.
Stop using this podcast as a dating app. All right.
5'3".
Emily Gordon.
Not that hairy.
Emily Gordon pointed out that I didn't have any hair on my legs, and I was like, I got so insecure about it. I was like, should I have more hair on my legs? Shit, fuck. Am I?
Never wore shorts again.
I never wear shorts at all.
Yeah, me too. Not really.
Yeah, I'm not a shorts guy. But she was like, oh, my God, you don't have any hair.
Just make sure your legs like look like an old man's.
Just tell people you're a swimmer next time. No, I swim.
I swim. That was a joke I had in my in my King of the Hill spec script that I wrote a long time ago where it was Peggy says something about like Hank was growing a beard and she didn't want him to grow a beard. She's like, well, if you're not going to shave your face, I'm going to stop shaving my legs. And then Bobby goes, I'm gonna start shaving my legs. And then Hank goes, Bobby, you don't shave your legs, right? Swimmers shave their legs. You're not a swimmer, are you?
So layered. So yeah, many layers of like fear in his voice.
Yeah. Well, it's like it was so funny because I can't remember who I was talking to, but there was this rumor that like the writers referred to like the show as My Son the Homosexual.
Oh, wow! I never really thought about it, but yeah, that's
it's just
really
Hank.
True.
It's just Hank is like constantly scared of anytime Bobby gets into something artistic. He's like,
Are they making new episodes of that show, or is it like?
No, that was a rumor. Man, I wish they would. They're all on Hulu now, though. Yeah, that's great. One of the all-time best TV shows.
It's amazing.
Good. Yeah,
I would love to see them do like a reunion movie where it's because it was all semi-realistic stuff. So like, actually have Bobby as like an adult coming back to.
They're all coming back for Bill Dotrieve's funeral for when he finally like commits suicide.
Hanging himself in the garage.
And it turns out he faked his death.
Yo,
through
nice.
Incompetence.
Nice.
Did someone?
It's just a love letter to Peggy.
This is a timeline question, but when the actress that played the
Brittany Murphy
died, were they still making that show?
I don't think so.
I think they had finished it up.
I was like, did someone take that over? Because that's weird.
I think she died when they weren't done animating, but I think she died after she was done.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Cody and I, our band Pressers, got some mixes back.
Yeah, we're actually getting our record mixed for real.
Yeah, for reals.
Mixing, if you're just joining us, if you missed last week, I discovered is turning up the volumes on different instruments and stuff.
Pretty much.
Panning them to different sides of the speaker.
Mm-hmm. You learn about music when you listen to this podcast. You really do.
You know, we really got to send our hat off to our bandmate, Denver Daly.
Denver Daly, getting married.
He's getting married.
Yeah.
That's fancy.
I met the girl like
she's wonderful.
They came to the Milwaukee shows for MST, and she's really delightful. I think she's in the country music scene.
Yeah.
Ooh.
She gave me some really good suggestions that I don't actually know that I ever checked out, but she's very sweet, and he is too. And he also is single-handedly making sure our record is finished.
Yes, he's doing most of the work.
You guys are doing podcasts.
Yeah,
we're talking about it. We're out here promoting it.
I know. What is he doing?
Yeah. Going down hills on skateboards.
Yeah.
We're doing the real like groundwork, street teamwork.
Street teamwork. Yeah, but that's, you know,
Denver
taping posters, the light posts. Hey, maybe sometime in the future this record's gonna come out.
You know, Denver is a great guy, great musician, plays a lot with, he's in Mystery Science Theater in that band with Harmar, but he was also in the band Desaparecidos. 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 I used to say Desaparecidos. Neil was the one trying to tell me it was Desaparecidos.
Desaparecidos?
Anyway, let's play a song from that band.
I like to put the fastest.
A song called Mall of America.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Do you want another one? Do you want...
No, I like...
Man and a Wife?
I listened to that this morning, Mall of America.
I like
the one with the girl talking at the beginning. What's that one?
It's a big, I think that's intro. Man that's and Wife. Song. That's the first song.
I like can I
Greater
see
Omaha.
Ooh, Greater Omaha is good. But yeah, Mall of America. That's the one I like.
All right, this is Mall of America from Desaparecidos. Featuring Denver Daly from Pressers. Album coming out soon.
Yeah. 2018.
Oh, nope.
Okay. Take two.
Oh,
that'll do it. Here, pull the white extension off of that for if you're going to use it.
What?
Just keep pulling.
Oh.
Pulling. Yeah, there we go.
Does that cut the volume?
It does.
That sucks.
Yeah. You just got to get closer, Neil. You gotta get closer to me.
Thank you. applause.
It's also really weird to applaud for your own stuff.
That's true. That's
we
true.
Shouldn't applaud
for that. Yeah, at all.
No, I'm applauding for their stuff. Yeah.
Well, you and I can, but I just as the show has
running
a tone.
Out of your juice?
No, I should be good.
You're
for
fine. But so that was fucked up. By not the band fucked up.
Nope.
That was the song fucked up by mine and Cody and Denver Daly's band.
Please don't use the F.
Pressers. If you have a very, if you're the proprietor of a very good label, we're looking for someone.
We're
to
reaching play. Out
we're,
to
we're
all
to
of
do,
the proprietors.
We're happy to do some. What are they called when they would bands would play like
showcase?
Showcase.
Well, yeah, we'll showcase.
We're ready to showcase.
We're ready to showcase the South by Southwest and CMJ music.
Yeah.
What was that CMJ? Was that the New York one?
Yeah.
College
the
Music
Blood
Journal.
The Blood Brothers played a CMJ show with Riot Coalition, Murder City Devils, and International Noise Conspiracy.
That's a great fucking
like
show.
1999 or something.
That's an amazing show.
That was pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah.
You went one year, didn't you, Neil?
I went to CMJ one year to cover stuff for the TV show I was working on, yeah.
That's fun.
And then the best thing that came out of that is I went and saw this... my friend's band, Diamonds, and I was like, oh, no, we should cover this band. They're going to be big.
Yeah.
And then they let me bring, like, a camera crew in, and I shot, like, two songs out of their showcase set. And my friend Mark Manchester was carrying two beers through the Bowery Ballroom and then got bumped. Dumped the beers on himself. And I have it on fucking video.
That's great.
And he gets so mad. And then he,
why are you filming it?
Because I was filming it because I was working for this TV show. It was an HD camera from like on a perch on high. And he gets dumped on these beers. And then he knew the guys in the band too. So he just grabs the singer who was walking through the crowd and just shoves him. He's like fucking so pissed.
Oh my God.
And then I put it on YouTube with a bunch of like cartoon sound effects once. And like I had board feed audio from the fucking band too. So it's like it sounds amazing. I have like a general audience mic too, so you can hear the room. And then he's flipping out, and then there's like boing, splurge. And then one of the guys in the band that I didn't know that well emailed me and was like, hey, man, that wasn't our best night. Could you take that down?
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, fuck, I'm so sorry.
Speaking of emails, I don't know if you all listened to the recap episode. We gave a quiz during it.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, we...
was I here for that?
Yeah, you were. I think you supplied some of the questions, which would be great if you remember that, because I don't, and he just wrote the answers to the questions. So this is Kevin who wrote in. You're getting this email because I'm not copying it into Twitter. I also decided to do this late and too lazy to go back to the beginning. Answer the first two questions. Answer to question number three. Silent. I'm not a fucking animal, and I don't like the attention. Once again, don't remember the question, but the answer
I think
is...
that's like a cell phone related, like, do you have your ringer on?
Oh, okay. All right. So this is the game we're doing,
we're
is
gonna do
figuring
Jeopardy.
Out what the questions are.
Yeah, it's Jeopardy.
It's Jeopardy.
Okay, great.
Jonah Reppardy.
Number four. Yeah, why not? It's another weapon in the entertainment arsenal that doesn't pay well or get enough acknowledgement from what Reddit seems to think, and that's all I know about it.
What is mime?
Mime? You think it's mime?
Yeah.
What is poetry?
Mm-hmm. Poetry? Yeah. If you have ideas, write in and let us know.
Yeah. This is going to be an inception.
I think you skipped out a few or some stuff or I blacked out at work. Number six, I don't understand the Gru reference, so I can't add anything. That I do remember. We were talking about Gru the Wanderer.
Yeah.
Don't remember why.
Comic book.
Uh-huh.
Someone on Twitter wrote it into us on Twitter. They were very excited that I made a Gru reference.
Oh, that's right.
And then I think we talked about who would play Gru if
they
made a movie. It's a very body type role.
Yeah, it is. That's a Seth Rogen, maybe, if you let himself go.
He's a lot fatter than that.
I learned that the King, number seven, I learned that King of the Hill is now on Netflix. Got a new binge to go for.
It's Hulu.
No, it's on Hulu. So we actually, if you're disappointed.
No points for that one.
Yeah.
Nope. Number eight.
I think we said it was on Netflix, then he got excited.
No idea, but I got a coworker who took 2 weeks off to go camp/protest the pipeline when it was a bigger deal, however long ago that was. He said it was muddy. I think we asked if people had protested or gotten fired up about something.
What are we doing? What is this? What are we doing here?
I missed the beginning. He wrote it.
We don't get emails a lot. So
yeah.
It's like,
just say the guy's name and he'll be just as happy.
Kevin, he says, just moved to Minnesota already. The cold sucks, but Minneapolis comes up often enough that you just need to do it. Plus, if Jonah did his whole bartender thing, that would automatically become the only place I'd spend money on booze.
Well, I'm glad I waited.
Good job running the podcast without the boss man boys. I don't want to take away from the other shows, but the
you're not the boss of me.
Hey, boss man.
You're the boss man boys.
Hey, it's boss man Ray.
Love
Ray.
Boss man boys.
Love from Minneapolis.
Hey, them boss man boys.
I'd rather be a Bozeman boys.
Mm. Oh, Montana?
Yeah.
All right. That's it. That's,
you got to use the microphone. That's if you're our say, all
right. mail. That's our mail big.
Mailbag.
He
like got a sack full of mail. It's a bag. It's a bag. It's
iPad
a bag.
So I do have
gonna play a drop, but you were taking care of everything.
Yeah.
Taking care of business.
Multi-purpose. I'm like, yeah. I'm as needed as mime.
So to close out the show, I have an Ontario. To close out the show, I have a South African hip-hop artist. You guys ready?
We're going
to
play a track from Cody.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So we're going to do that. Let's do that. We'll save
it for another time.
Yeah.
So, Cody, tell us about this the song, There Is Nothing Else Around Me. Sounds like a real bummer.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not a bummer. It's a sweet song. It's a love song. It's pretty self-explanatory, but... Actually, this is one song on the album that I wrote. I was in Seattle visiting family, and I wrote it at my mom's house, and I recorded it there.
So your family is nothing to you, because they were the ones who was around
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I guess that's something that you could think, but that's not true.
Okay.
But yeah, this came out a couple weeks ago, and check it out.
Oh, and I forgot to tell you, 10th and 11th, are you around?
Of December?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think the Zach from Fiddlar found some studio days. We're going to record those Weird Al covers of mine.
I'm in.
All right. I'm doing a covers EP of my Weird Al covers called You Can't Call Me Al. That title is given to me by Chantel Claret.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. How about ... legally?
Legally.
Yeah.
All right, so this is There's Nothing Else Around Me by J.R. Slayer, and this is you're on SoundCloud, you're on Spotify. Thanks so much for coming and hanging out.
Yeah,
how are you on Pinterest?
Pinterest? No, not on Pinterest. I just canceled
thanks,
my Facebook
for
today.
Tuning in. Sorry
good
for
job.
The
yeah.
Sorry for Mahona Radio.
Oh no, that's the new one.
You're all. It's always been around me, circling slowly, carefree. Your compass set towards me, never fully knowing where it might lead. Your orbit's always been around me, circling slowly to me. I never knew you were out there, but you landed just in time. Now you are my atmosphere, you're the air I breathe, you are the land I see. Took 32 years for you to get to me. Did you know you'd be the only thing I see? Thank you. it's always been around me, circling slowly, surely. And now our feet, they can finally touch the ground, 'cause there's nothing else around. Now you are my atmosphere, you're the air I breathe, you are the land I see. Took 32 years for you to get to me.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.